Sports utility vehicles are the bane of environmentalists because of their low gas mileage, but that could change this summer. Several automakers are about to introduce SUVs that use fuel-efficient hybrid technology. The new vehicles are costlier than regular SUVs, which is likely to limit their appeal, but environmentalists see these new vehicles as a way of satisfying customers and at the same time helping the country reduce its energy dependence, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Ford was the first automaker to use mass production to build cars. It helped popularize high-performance engines in the 1930s. The company was slow to develop a hybrid vehicle, a field so far dominated by Toyota. But it wants to make up for lost time. To Chairman Bill Ford Jr., hybrid vehicles are the wave of the future.
Because if you look at what's happening now with oil prices, and if you look at the business like I do, that this is something I want my children, my grandchildren to be involved with, then it's almost an inescapable conclusion that new technologies are going to be required.
This summer, Ford will introduce a new version of its Escape SUV that uses both electricity and gasoline to power itself. This so-called hybrid technology was pioneered by the Toyota Prius, but almost all of the biggest automakers are now developing some version of a hybrid vehicle. John Koifman is a spokesman for the Natural Resources Defense Council.
The hybrid technology is really entering its second generation, and this is the period where you're going to see it blossoming into a much wider array of vehicles, not just the small, compact sedans that are on the road today.
By this time next year, Koifman says both the Honda Accord and the Toyota Camry will be available in hybrid versions, and there will be at least three hybrid SUVs on the market, from General Motors, Toyota, and Ford. Last week, Ford brought the new Escape to New York for the auto show. On a sunny morning, Chief Engineer Marianne Wright took one on to FDR Drive for a quick spin.
Watch while I cut off this police officer. Okay.
Hybrid vehicles have both a gasoline-powered engine and a battery, and they use both as needed. As Wright pulls off the highway onto a side street, the car decelerates. It slowly switches back to electronic mode, which is much quieter.
And there we go. We're going to go in just a moment.
Wright says the engine helps recharge the battery so the vehicle never needs to be plugged in.
See, it's charging the battery, and now it's going to go down. There it is.
Partly because hybrids recharge themselves when they're braking, they get their best mileage in stop-and-go traffic. Ford says the Escape gets 35 to 40 miles per gallon in the city and about 30 on the highway. For all of their attributes, hybrids represent just a tiny part of the auto market. One reason is their cost. Hybrid technology adds an estimated $2,000 to $3,000 to the price. Auto analyst Walter McManus of J.D. Power & Associates says the Toyota Prius is in demand, but most buyers are committed environmentalists.
The hybrids today, at the prices they're paying, don't pay off in the time that they're going to hold it in terms of fuel savings. So they're clearly putting their money where their mouth is. They're willing to do it because they want to do something about the environment.
McManus sees the hybrids as very much of an untested commodity, and he suggests that the automakers now selling them may be motivated in large part by public relations. Bill Ford insists his company is serious about the technology. He notes that it will introduce two more hybrids in coming years, including another SUV. He also says hybrids will become less expensive in time.
Anytime you have new technology, it is more expensive. Once we get a lot of these out there and the volume ramps up, the cost should come down just like any other technology curve that we've seen.
Once prices do come down, he says, the market for hybrids is likely to grow. Ford says government officials can help increase public acceptance of hybrids by continuing to offer tax breaks to people who buy them.
They really want to encourage fuel efficiency and CO2 reduction. They ought to help with the introduction of these new technologies by giving tax breaks to either individuals or companies that adopt them. I think it'll happen anyway, but it'll certainly happen much faster if there are incentives to get there.
Hybrid SUVs also face another hurdle. The Escape is a midsize vehicle with just a four-cylinder engine. Though its power is boosted by the battery, the Escape may not yet be big enough to satisfy all SUV fans. But at a time when gasoline prices are rising, automakers think many drivers will be ready to give hybrids such as the Escape a first look. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.